Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. We are waiting for this
person.
For this nigga to join. Okay? Alright. So until he joins. Oh shit, I'm supposed to give an intro first. Okay. Brief intermission, whatever the word is. I apologize, people. Okay. I was supposed to bring this since last week, but I was busy. I had shit to do, right? And then I was supposed to bring this shit on Wednesday, but other people had shit to do. So now I'm here today on a Friday. Yes, I am late. I understand. Thank you. Welcome back to Chilling with Ivy, episode 9. After this, I'm dropping one more episode, and I'm taking a break until season 2. Yeah, I'm doing seasons. Yeah, facts. So until this nigga join, I'm going to give an introduction. Well, she's going to introduce herself. Okay, so Talia, go ahead.
Hi guys, I'm Talia.
Anything. Take your time. Take your favorite color, anything.
I'm excited to do this podcast. I can't wait to see what's gonna be the outcome of it.
Yeah. Okay, so For those, well, I don't think nobody. Well, for those who don't know, that's gonna listen. Me and Talia went to middle school, the same middle school. You know what I told you, niggas? When I went to that middle school, I was running that shit. I was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was running that shit. Everybody,
anyways,
my friend. She was one of those people that wanted to be my friends. Crazy. I ain't gonna put on blast like that. But right now, hold on, cause this nigga. Bro, I swear to God, bro. I swear, guys, I swear on my life. This nigga just told me some bullshit. Oh my God.
What he said?
I can't put his business out there, but it seems like he's having issues within his household. Apparently. So I think I'm just gonna go ahead with it. Fuck it.
Okay.
This one's gonna be pretty brief. Fuck it. So I wanted to know real quick. This is a one-on-one. It's me and you. Alright? Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about body count?
Okay, so my stance on body count, I feel like at the end of the day, it should not matter because niggas is grown. When niggas grow up, nobody really give a fuck about that. So why at this age should we really care about it?
But at what age do you say, yo, okay, this shit shouldn't matter though? Like,
whenever the person feels like having sex, I feel like that's depending on the person and their body. You can't really tell somebody how. When to fuck, you get what I'm saying? I don't know if you could curse on this. Sorry.
No, you can what? Fuck. You curse. Fuck it. Okay. But I feel like it matters though. Like when you're a certain age, you know, because it's like you can't be like.
Okay, let me rephrase what I said. Like I feel like. It really depends on the person, the past of the person. Like a lot of things that happens in a person's past implements their sexual behavior now. Like it could be like simple things as them losing their virginity too early, sexual assault, mad different things can impact how they move right now in their sex life type shit. So that's why I'm saying that it depends on the person. But for me, like to say what's too young to start having sex, I feel like you should be in high school. Yeah, you should definitely be in high school.
One thing I feel like you shouldn't like be like 16, 17, or like over 10 bodies. Like, I mean, it's like, why do you feel comfortable having, you know, so many people, you know, like, I mean, you could do whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, why do you feel like you know, like, you could, bro, everybody likes sex. I love sex, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I really want to fuck, I don't want to fuck a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying? And I probably just fuck the same person, you know? Like, I can't.
Not
just,
everybody
like,
has that luxury.
I feel like it's more of a luxury to fuck mad other people than just one the same person.
Not necessarily.
Why you say that?
Because I feel like, in the time of age, like when we was in high school and shit like that, middle school, niggas used to joke that they never used to really give head on like females and shit like that. So simple shit like that can make a bitch not want to link the nigga. Boom, you're not getting no ass because you didn't eat no pussy. Like, you get what I'm saying? So now you gotta go and get another body. So it's not really, a lot of people don't have the luxury to, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, okay, now speaking of, wait, before I even go into this, see, I'm rambling. Before I even go into this, my question for you, you said like, what you just said is that you can't be 16, 17 having all of these bodies, like 10 plus bodies. Does this pertain to female and men, or does it just pertain to just females?
I feel like not in general, because I feel like it's still...
Just had to clarify that.
Yeah.
So, but now going on to what I was about to say about... What was I saying?
But I'm going to be honest, it is a little crazy when it's a female. I'm going to be honest.
But how?
Okay, think of it like this, right? Okay. Disclaimer, okay, for those, I'm not an asshole, okay, I'm just speaking my mind, you don't have to agree with what I'm about to say, but think of it like this, right, 11, okay, a soccer team has like 11 niggas on the field, that's 11 niggas on the field, right, let's say you got like 12, 13 bodies, that means you got like the soccer field, that's 11 different personalities, 11 different faces, 11 different penises, 11 different sizes, 11 different everything, you know what I'm saying? Been in you. Like,
I'm listening.
When you look at it on a certain scale on paper, that looks crazy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, it's your body. You can do whatever you want, but it's just like, why let so many people get close to you, you know? That's just how I feel. But I mean, you wanna, you know, that's, bro, we all get older, you're right. So it's like, body count not gonna matter at some point, because like, why would you ask a 20 something year old woman or man, what's your body count? Like,
facts.
You should be asking, like, yo, are you sexually active? You know what I'm saying? Are you checked? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't wanna know nobody's past, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm planning on wifing you. And I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? I find out this and the third. When I have second thoughts, so it's like I'd rather just not know, you know.
But yeah,
that's just how I feel.
I don't be understanding the slander between the difference of men in their body counts and women in their body counts, because it's always a problem when females are active, but it's never a problem when men are active, and I don't get it. Because if you want to be technical, it's harder for a female to come than a man to come. So who should really be fucking more? Females. Come on now. If you want to be technical.
I
remember the other point that I was just about to bring up. About how I said it's a luxury to have sex with one person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a luxury to have sex with one person, because throughout that time, y'all learning each other bodies, like, y'all gonna learn how to pleasure each other in the maximum way. So when, that's why females don't be coming a lot, because niggas just be on some day room shit. They just be wanting to old fucking dip, da 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 da. It's never really no learning process. It's always some rupture between the relationship. That's why I'm always like, oh, it's a luxury to fuck one person. I don't feel like it's a luxury to fuck mad people, because
So you feel like a lot of the times for the females, the sex is one-sided?
Hell yeah.
So, but how many rounds do you feel like is it for a girl? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like, okay, so speaking for myself, I can't speak for all females. I'm not expecting a nigga to be drilling out my hole for like 10 hours. Like, if you want to be, like, let's be serious. So I could say like 3 rounds. Yeah, like 3 rounds, 4 rounds on a average day. Not off the henny.
That means you're saying you gotta come three or four times, or
no? Like, I feel like I only have to come once.
Once?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, like, females making it seem like as if they gotta come multiple times to really say, yo,
oh,
this
God,
is,
give me 1 second.
Oh, this is where I'm, this is my promotion part, guys. Okay, so I'm coming out with my own line of t-shirts and wife beaters. Okay,
all right, sorry. I told people I'm doing a podcast and nobody wanna listen. Like, oh my God.
It's okay, you know? People, you know? What can you do? You can't do nothing. It's people.
Anyways, yeah, so.
Oh yeah, I was saying,
niggas gonna be giving a fuck if a female come on. As long as they be coming, they be like, alright.
But I feel like if a girl knew what it felt like for a dude to bust a nut and then have to go again, when a nigga busts a nut, like, that's everything in his body is gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when he fucking you again after that first nut, he doing that shit for you, not for himself. I'm telling you. So you gotta appreciate the niggas out there that's, you know what I'm saying, putting that extra work, because shit, after the first round, I want to go to sleep. You understand?
That's selfish.
That's not selfish. That is conservative, okay? I don't think men were built to go multiple rounds, to be honest. Like, that's why I feel like when you having sex, it's supposed to be like,
it's for reproduction. That's what it's for.
Yeah. But if it's for pleasure and you don't want to, like, you know, like, don't go in full throttle, you know what I'm saying, and expect to last long for the niggas out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta, you know, do a little, you know what I'm saying, take your time, go slow, you know what I'm saying, do a little foreplay, whoop-de-whoop. Niggas talking about they don't eat pussy, niggas is lying. I know a lot of niggas that eat pussy. All of my mans eat pussy, all of them. They will dead ass lie. Every nigga I know eat pussy, I swear to God. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't agree with that statement. Every female that I know, I can't say every female that I know suck dick.
But it's like, why not though?
That's just some of these people's preference. Just like how every nigga don't eat ass.
Oh my God. You like when people eat ass? Like, you feel like that's
I wouldn't say that it's necessary. Like, I wouldn't say that it's necessary, but if it happens, it happens. What I mean, like, I wouldn't ask, like, come eat my ass.
But it's like, that's OD though. Like,
how?
Eating ass not OD?
I don't.
Eating ass not OD? Bro, stop. Bro, what? Nothing but waste comes out of that shit.
Waste comes out of a lot of body parts.
Yeah, but a lot of stink waste come out that shit. Like, bro, for a nigga to, bro, one of my men just said he accidentally ate ass. Like, he was licking too long, and you know.
Nah, I don't know.
I guess it slipped. He said it slipped. I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like you gotta pay attention. You gotta stick to one plot, one little, you know.
What the fuck? Oh nah. I don't know why everything is so loud.
Yeah, they're wilding over there. They're wilding.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. It's a Caribbean household, right?
Yo, yes.
Exactly. They don't understand. But.
Nah, that's outside of the house.
That's outside?
Yes.
Well, you in New York, right?
Closed. Huh?
You in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's summertime. Niggas is wilding. Hell yeah. But shit, man. Guys, I apologize for that nigga. Okay, this was supposed to be something crazy, all right? But he had shit to do. So, okay, so I'm gonna I think I'm gonna end it right here. And I wanna say thank you to Leah for coming out, the person that wanted to be my friend when I came to middle school in 2015.
He's lying. I'm gonna say
thank you to that person, and I became her friend because I felt bad later on. But I'm gonna say thanks to her for showing up, for coming. You know what I'm saying? So
Of course.
So I wanna say yo, stay tuned for the next episode. Obviously, this one was very. You know, what's the word? This one was very, give me the word. What's the word? This one was very productive. This is a productive one, okay? Mm-hmm. So for all the little kids out there that, you know, are developing, you know what I'm saying? So thank you for tuning in again. Yo, what do you want to end with? Take your time.
I just want to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, just nothing.
All right, good night.
All right, good night, everybody.
Yeah.